This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey guys, it's Garcelle Beauvais and welcome to my podcast, Going to Bed with Garcelle. Grab a cocktail and get ready for some grown and sexy conversations with me and some of my closest friends. We're talking sex, life, relationships, did I say sex, and everything in between. Tonight, I'm going to bed with one of the stars of Dancing with the Stars. I mean, she is truly amazing and gorgeous. Hello, Cheryl Burke.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. And the other person I'm going to bed with is my real life girlfriend, but you all know her from Girlfriends and so many other things. I'm talking about the stunning, talented Golden Brooks. Hello.
Oh, hell yes. Keep it coming.
I'm going to clap.
Ladies, I always ask, what is your drink of choice? Golden, I'm going to start with you.
You know, because I'm in Santa Clarita, this is my Santa Clarita Long Island iced tea, if you will. It's pretty much just an Arnold Palmer with a splash of vodka. Yeah. So fancy.
I love it. Now, Cheryl, what is your drink of choice? And we'll get into that.
Well, I'm sober, but this is as close to a vodka soda that I can get, right? So this is a Perrier cucumber flavored.
Oh, that actually sounds refreshing.
That sounds really good.
It's very good.
I am having a beer, so cheers.
Hey, Cheryl. Here's to you guys.
Cheryl, how long have you been sober and how's it going?
Oh my goodness. I've been sober a little over 3 years now. And it's not easy, to be quite honest, one day at a time, as the 12-step program says. But I'm definitely a lot more clear-headed, I guess you could say, than I used to be. And with that comes like me having to feel my feelings, you know, like it's the whole thing, right? Normally I'm a professional number, right? So like, yeah, whether that be through alcohol or through dancing or whatever, right? So yeah, it was anything else other than feeling my feelings would have been an option.
Now, let me ask you, your husband, Matthew, is he drinking or not drinking? Because I always wonder how that would work if you have a partner that's not sober.
Well, he's not a big drinker anyway.
Oh, okay.
So
he's
not at all, actually. I don't even remember the last time he had a beer. It was probably on my birthday. It was just like half a glass. So yeah, it's totally fine.
Oh, so that's perfect.
I mean, me, on the other hand, I was a functioning drunk, so I could drink like a bottle of Tito's and you wouldn't
Way. I've seen you around. You're always, you know, life of the party, but I never felt like there was anything that would have given me like, I wonder. Like, I never saw that.
Yeah, that's the scary part. I have social anxiety now as I'm sober and I'm more of an introvert. So when you say life of the party, that just gave me so much anxiety.
Oh, no.
Because like, no worries. But it's because I was just numbing. Like I was able to be that person, right? It was a different Cheryl,
yeah,
I guess.
I totally get it. Golden, you had me shook recently.
What
wrote on Instagram after all these years waiting for an amazing man, you got a girlfriend.
Oh my gosh. Really?
I was nice. Like, wait, yes. Macy Nash? What's happening?
No. And listen, I feel like love is love. I am one. I am one for love. You know, at this
Me
point
too.
In my life, if I find love with a tree, okay, I'm fine. I'm a tree hug.
Hey, they don't talk back.
They don't talk back. They don't cheat.
They
right.
Cheat. They don't. And they don't expect much.
That's
so
right.
Funny. Yeah, that was a play on words. I just finished.
I loved it, though.
A great movie with Essence Atkins, who I love so much. Such a
I love her so much.
And she did a pun on words with, you know, all you girls out there have been looking for, you know, your boyfriend. Well, I found my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. A play on girlfriends. But it did spark a lot of conversation about Golden. Oh, are you? No, I'm not. But you know, I feel like at this,
would you ever swim in the lady pond? I have a little bit in the past.
In my Sarah Lawrence days, I mean, you know.
Oh, in my Sarah Lawrence days. That's what they say about those old girl schools, honey.
Listen, Cheryl, you know, back in the day, those parties. We're not in parties,
girl. I, you know what? I was drunk. I don't remember.
Good answer. Good answer, Cheryl.
Right. So we're going to plead the fifth on this one.
And you can. Listen, I just heard about this thing. There's a prostate massager.
Oh, my God.
What now, the if, hell oh, is okay. that?
Now, if your man had an enlarged prostate and asked you to use this toy on him, how would you feel about that? I've got
so you
I've
stick it up the butt. Like, I need a visual. Yeah. I'm visual.
And massage it.
Is it like a dildo? Is it like a
yeah, kind of like a dildo,
like a vibrating strap on?
Yes,
I love you.
Like a dildo. That.
You know too much.
You're very,
you know too
you're
much.
Very well versed. First of all, I'm very traditional. I don't like apparatus. I don't like. You know, I don't like
you
things.
Don't?
I don't like props. I don't like props.
Same.
I'm a little jealous. I'm like, oh.
What is wrong with you two?
Well, wait, hold on. I like props alone.
Yeah,
for
yes,
myself,
props
maybe.
Ah. It's the ego actress in me. I'm like, oh, you can't get off with that.
Right.
Oh.
Yes. We need this little third party up in here. So that's really my thing.
Amen, sister.
OMG. Now, Cheryl, your husband was an ex.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy? So I started dating him season 3, which was back in 2007. Met him through Joey Lawrence, who did season 3 of Dancing with Stars.
Wow.
And then we met on tour, and I just was coming from Harlem, where I was professionally like dancing and ballroom dancing there. And then I came here, and for the first time, it's like, oh my God, I was just alone and independent. I never went to college. This was my college years. And so we weren't ready, basically, is what I'm trying to get at. Like, I was living my like fraternity years, the first few seasons of Dancing with the Stars. And then it was 10 years later, like he lives probably, his old house is about 15 minutes away. We never ran into each other once, not even at a Ralph's, nothing.
Wow.
And my little sister always loved him. And she's like, I'm going to text him because I think we need to figure out like if he's single or married. I was like, oh, for sure. He's married with kids. Cut to, I forced him to marry me.
Okay. I have to say this because I recently reconnected with an ex. And I want to know, were you in the back of your mind, the things that didn't work, although you were so young, were you worried that those things would come back? Like, why, he's an ex for a reason.
Right. No. And I totally wanted to talk about it. And I was like, open about it. Look, those were my prime years. I started drinking when I was 21, when I just came here to Los Angeles. And so I was not ready to be in a relationship. But mind you, he was. I mean, because he did Mrs. Doubtfire. He was that little boy. He's been in the business since he was a little kid.
Was that him?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And so he's been out to clubs at age 7, you know? And so it's like, for me, you know, I never have been out, period. Because I lived like an Olympian, you know? So it was just not the right timing.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. Have you ever gone back to an ex, Golden?
You know, at this point, I am sort of going through my Rolodex. You know, it's hard moving forward. So I'm forced, Garcelle and Cheryl, I'm forced to have to dig through the archives. Okay. The, you know, the public storage of men.
I love it.
I'm like a creature of habit. And I, you know, since the pandemic, I'm a bit of a germaphobe, so you know, I go back to what I know, and what I know is what I know. And so recently there has been someone, you mentioned Ralph's, Cheryl, this guy.
What aisle was he in? Was he
Ralph?
Was he by the cucumber?
He was by the produce girl. And so I just, he was, and he noticed me. And I remember the day I was just leaving a Tyler Perry audition. And
so you were looking fierce. I
hope. Kind of cute in my high.
Okay. When don't you? But okay.
Well, you know them days when you go to Ralph's, you're like hat on. But it was on a day where I did look cute. And anyway, we started dating for many years, and then we lost touch. And he's just now kind of creeping back in. And so we'll see. Maybe we'll do like a rekindle of Ralph's by the cucumbers. I don't know.
Yeah, you should.
By the cucumbers.
By the cucumbers.
But I know what I'm getting with him. You know what I mean? That's the thing.
Right.
And that could scare some people, but I find comfort in kind of what I know, you know, especially in.
And it's beautiful to see you guys evolve too. Yeah. I'm sure you both have evolved as humans.
I love that.
If I were ever, God forbid, I don't plan on this, but single again, I don't think I could do this dating app stuff.
I don't like it either, Cheryl. I've talked about it before. I just don't feel like it's a natural thing for me. I know there's been so many success stories, but not for me.
Right. So have you ever done one?
I have. I tried Raya.
Okay.
Because I thought, okay, industry people. But then I saw people that I really knew and I was like, that's not good.
Right.
And then the other guys that I didn't know looked too GQ, too polished.
Yes.
Right.
And then Face I tried tuned. Bumble. And then I went on one date with a guy from Bumble and he was like, why are you single? Like,
oh,
almost made me feel bad about it.
Why are you on here?
So rude.
Yeah, so it's not for me. I'm waiting for the, you know, the whole going back to the black and white movies. He walks in.
Opening the door for somebody.
Oh, yes. Yes. What about you, Golden?
You know,
apps?
It's so funny. I did one many, many years ago. I don't even know if this site is even still around. And I'm embarrassed to say it. Should I say
don't be embarrassed. Okay. This is a safe place.
It was more of a safe place in front of millions watching it. No, it was called interracialdating.com.
Oh.
Whatever. And you know, I did it because
interracialdating.com, I gotta check it out.
Because
it's gonna be a white boy summer for me this summer.
It was the white boy summer, and I did it because I was like, well, I'm kind of scared. I don't wanna dip too deep into this. So I was like, maybe no one will know me. And it turned out to be hot girl summer. Everyone was like, oh my god, I'm your bitch, I'm girlfriends. Oh, I love black girls. And I was like, oh my god. So then, like, you know, flavor of the month, and I went off because it was just too, it's not.
Too much.
I'm old school.
Me too.
You know.
Me too.
Guys, you know this podcast is all things sexy, right? And you know what's really sexy? Clear skin. I'm obsessed with my skin. That's why I'm excited to partner with this episode's sponsor, Apostrophe. Apostrophe treats acne, and they can also help you hit your other skincare goals like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/Garcelle when you use our code Garcelle. Now, this code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/Garcelle and click begin visit. Then use our code Garcelle at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/Garcelle and use that code Garcelle to get your dermatology visit and save $15. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast.
Have you guys ever kept a sexual secret from a partner? Like, is there something that you wouldn't share because you're either embarrassed or you think it's too freaky?
Maybe, but not with my husband, but like definitely in the past for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
My good old pocket rocket, my best friend, you know, like, so sometimes.
I haven't heard pocket rocket in so long.
Battery operated is way better. Like the old school way, because then you got to charge it. Like the charging thing, I just don't get. Like, you know what? No one can wait. Yeah. I'm not waiting.
Especially
like,
if I'm not waiting for a charge.
Out right at that moment. You're seconds away and it dies.
Yeah.
And I just need a good old double A. We're good.
Yeah, I agree with you. I love it. Golden, are you having sex conversations with your amazing daughter?
Oh my gosh, she's 11, G.
She's 11, but have you said anything about girls, you know?
You know what? This is what I did say, because she is on TikTok. And, you know, TikTok is literally like...
very sexual.
It's like it's either a third parent or the bad parent that you don't want. Telling them things that you don't want them to know. You know, I have in a sort of indirect way. But I'm old school too. I'm like, if you do anything before you're supposed to, that means like college or adulthood, I will knock you out.
I would have failed you as your daughter.
You would have failed me, Cheryl, and you would have been knocked out.
Listen, as long as your daughter's not ballroom dancing, I think you're good.
She might. She loves you, by the way. But you know, Crystal, I try in ways that are, because you know, no one child is like their friend, and everyone has a different way of parenting. I know it's wrong, but I invoke fear. I'm like, I will knock you out.
Listen, our parents scared us, right? We were scared straight to a certain point.
Oh, totally. I didn't even know anything. I had to go to Planned Parenthood and figure it all out myself.
Oh.
Did you?
I mean, I come from a tiger mom, so she still is not talking about it. Like, there's
that's hilarious. Okay, when did you know Matthew was the one? And what made him the one? I mean, obviously you dated him before, but what was it that you said, that's the guy? For real, you know, for real.
Yeah, for real. So like the 10-year hiatus we had, I dated a just bad, horrible men, right? Like it went from worse to worse to like horrible. So a little backstory, like I am a serial dater when it came to like bad boys. Mm-hmm. And that came from like my child abuse, I think, and like my parents' divorce and all of that. So like, it was just a pattern. And so when a nice guy would come, I was so like disgusted almost, because I obviously didn't love myself or didn't think I deserved it. But in Los Angeles, Matt was the only man that I was able to really, you know, I knew that he had a sweet soul and that he was real and authentic. Sweet. So
I love that.
Yeah.
That's what we're all looking for. Real and authentic.
So true.
And a big dick.
Medium size. Medium size for me. I'm good.
I love you. I
love you back. I love you back.
Oh, you're going for white men, you said, this summer?
Yeah. White boy summer.
There you go.
The last three guys that I've dated were black, and I need a little break.
Yeah, totally.
I am open to Asian. I never would have thought about dating an Asian man, but I would.
Okay, but if you're looking for, you know, I'm not saying that all Asian men, but if you're looking for a, you know, big honk-a-doodle.
Maybe not some.
I'm not saying, listen, that's my people. That's my people.
That is your people.
But it's my people. I love you guys. I love all Asian men. But I'm just saying, if we're trying to focus in here on what you really want, Garcelle.
Yeah. No, okay. Cheryl, do you want kids?
Me?
Yeah. Do you want to have babies or no?
You know what's it freaks me out, because I'm still shaking my ass on Dancing with the Stars, and you know,
and
I've got
you do it
body
so well.
Image issues. Yeah. Thank you. So I appreciate it. But like for me, it's, I know when I have a kid, like I have to be okay with my dancing career to be over in a way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I'm 37 years old. Honestly, women in ballroom, I'm over the hill. Like literally, I think women retire at 31, 32 years old. And I'm starting to feel it. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm like way past it. But
okay,
like
wait.
Also,
Peta and Maxim have been able to do it. Not to say that just because they do it, you need to do it. But
look at Peta's body. Like I'm naturally very curvy, right? So yeah. I would gain so much weight, I think. And I wouldn't want to like have to bounce back that quick. I don't know if it's healthy.
Yeah, the
right?
pressure.
So,
I totally
get it.
There's a lot of
it.
Pressure.
Yeah. And I already got issues about it. So it's like, it wouldn't really do me any service to go back if I were to have a baby. But obviously I would love to.
I love
to.
That you know that.
Yeah. But I'm 37, so clock is ticking. I know that, but we'll see. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, you know? And families come in all different kinds of ways.
Yes, they do.
Yep. Amen.
True. And if you want to borrow mine, you just let me know. I can drop her off.
Okay, great.
But don't talk
you
to her about sex, Cheryl.
Don't talk to her about sex.
I'll both of you out. The good thing with Dakota, she does go to Catholic school. So, you know, there's that.
Oh, good.
Oh, you know, the Catholic girls are the worst.
I know. I was like,
oh, good.
I'm like, I don't know if that's a good thing. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to Dancing with the Stars. Are you coming back? Or can you say? There's no dancing with the stars without you. When you weren't there, it wasn't the same. Let's just get to that.
Thank you. Well,
it's
thank
true.
You so much. It's my 24th season if I do come back. So, I mean, so far, so good as far as like, you know, them asking me and all that. I would love to. We're celebrating season 30. So it's a huge milestone.
Wow.
Such a big deal.
Yeah.
Golden, would you do it?
You know, I get funny. I would.
Both of you.
I was going to say, gee, we should, you know, I dance. I've taken dance training, but I've never taken ballroom.
I know.
And I know that's the prerequisite. You cannot have taken ballroom.
Yeah.
So
No prerequisite. There's a girl.
Girl, talk to me.
Girl,
as long as you're there, Cheryl, I would be more than happy, wink, wink, to, you know, partake in a little,
to do it.
Yeah,
why
a little
not?
You better. You
a little pot of beret.
Get ready for August 20th.
August 20th?
That's when we start training. And this could be my last season.
Oh,
I'm not, you know, so
no.
Both of you girls. Both. I mean, the season 30. Grandma's got to, like, exit gracefully.
Stop it right now, Cheryl.
I'm going to be walking on that ballroom floor with my walker.
Anytime you want to swap bodies, I will take your body. In a heartbeat.
I can't shake this quarantine 15. I'm dead.
I think, Garcelle, I think you're a part of season 30. I hear there's rumors going around.
There you go.
My body could use a little workout. Let me just say that. I have not heard anything.
Garcelle, would you want to do it?
You know, I wanted to do it for the longest time and they wouldn't come to me. And I was like, why not? And now I'm not fit at this moment. Do you know what I mean?
No, but you shouldn't be. Like, this is the journey. That's what people love, and they fall in love with you. Yeah. You're obviously able and you're beautiful and your body is in great shape.
I agree.
But like, it's the journey of learning, you know, ballroom. I think you should do it.
And listen.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Who would you want to dance with?
I used to really have a crush on Val.
I love Val.
Well, there you go. He's going to be a part of it for sure. You'll be a part of it.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
5'8". Oh, my kid will say 5'7½", Mom. Oh, my God. Speaking of my kids, last night, Jade goes, Mom, there's a friend of mine outside. Can I go and hang out? And I go, yeah, well, you can bring your friend inside. You guys don't have to hang out outside. So they're outside, and I'm going through every window, like trying to see who this friend is. What? Turns out it's a girl. And no. I was like, woo! A tear came down because I'm like, I'm not ready. And so I'm looking through all the windows. I can't see. Finally, I'm like, I'm just going to open the front door. And I open the front door and he goes, hi, Mom. I go, hi. I said, can I meet your friend? And he introduced me to her. And she was cute. And I didn't like it.
Oh, no.
You
didn't like it.
No.
How old is your son?
13.
Oh, wow.
They are so cute. Now, have you had the talk with them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every chance I get, I was like, you know, let's talk about sex if we're driving somewhere where they can't escape.
I mean, I have to say 13 was when I did the do. I know it was early, but I'm telling you. I know, because of this ballroom. I'm telling you, everybody, do not put your kids in ballroom dancing. You grow up way too fast. You're dry humping. Each other at 11. Yes, you're full on dry humping.
What? Oh, yeah, technically you are.
We're going to play a little game with you, Cheryl.
Okay.
I want to ask you, you're Dancing with the Stars, like past partners. Who would you do in the bedroom? It's going to be a choice.
Oh, hell no.
Yes, girl.
Okay. Terrell Owens or Drew Carey?
Ooh. Wayne Newton. Okay, that's not even an option.
That's not even a fucking option.
Definitely Drew Carey. Carey.
Jack Osborne, Rob Kardashian.
Oh, that's a hard one. Both. Just kidding.
Okay. You ho. Rick Fox, Emmett Smith. Oh, Emmett was so sweet.
Emmett.
He's a sweetie.
Emmett was so sweet.
Yeah.
Maurice Greene or Ryan Lochte?
Neither.
Ryan Lochte looks so different. I just saw him on an interview and I didn't even recognize him.
Really? Like Puffy?
I don't know what happened. Life.
Too much.
Juan Pablo. Oh my God. Everybody hated Juan Pablo.
Why do I remember?
You know what? I think you literally have you gave me just closure right now because I was still pissed. I was so pissed that we didn't freaking win. Right? Like that. Cause we should have won. But
totally.
He wasn't likable. He was an ass. Thank you.
He was an ass. All right, I'm going to go to a Twitter question. All right. Wipes Too Hard. What a handle. Wipes Too Hard asks, my man keeps complaining that when he goes down on me, he keeps finding toilet paper.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Has anyone else?
No, my answer is stop buying that wipe.
Wash it.
Girl, you better get you some 3-ply.
You better start using baby wipes.
PPO money and get you some decent toilet paper. How about that?
Not PPO money. All right, guys, this is my favorite part of the podcast. This is where you get to highlight somebody that inspired you, made you laugh. I could talk to you guys all day, by the way.
Same.
Who do you want to go to bed with? So I'm going to start with you, Golden.
I always have to go with Viola. I'm obsessed with her, and I know I have to get in line. Her and Halle Berry. Halle Berry just posted something recently about being 54 and being this badass chick who's like changing the trajectory of how we look at women, you know, over 40 in this business. And I thought that was so inspiring and empowering because this is an ageist business. And I think she has really maintained her desirability, her just her strength, which to me embodies beauty and sexuality. I think she's even powerful now. Anyway, so her and then Viola Davis, of course, just who she is, her essence. She's like my secret little emotional guru who I go to. I just think what she embodies is just such a great message.
I agree. I love her too. I love her too.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Selma Hayek because I just saw her. Like, she looks freaking amazing.
I mean, this girl, right?
Like, isn't she? Like, she's aging backwards, actually.
I'm going to go with Lizzo and Cardi B because they have their new song, Rumors, and I think, you know, anytime there's girl power, I'm all for it. Okay, guys, tell people where you want them to follow you. What do you want to promote? Let's go with you, Cheryl, first.
I have a new YouTube channel. It's not really new. It's been like 2 years now. But every week we upload a new video every Tuesday. And it's Cheryl Bourke Uncensored. So I talk all things, everything. And I'm not edited. So I'm not like the Disney friendly, you know, Cheryl.
Good.
And then my podcast called Pretty Messed Up with my co-host AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys and Renee Elizondo. And that's it. Maybe season 30 of Dancing with the Stars.
Let's pray.
That better happen.
Better.
Golden, where do you want people to follow you? What do you want to promote?
On Instagram, TheRealGolden47. On both Instagram and Twitter. However, Shell, I am Disney. I just finished a pilot. We're polar opposites. It's called Saturdays, and that's produced by Marseille Martin, the young, inspiring. I mean, can we talk about her?
Yeah.
She's just so phenomenal. Another young, like, inspiration for my daughter.
Yes.
Recurring on Station 19, which is the spinoff of Grey's Anatomy. And I just finished a movie for TV1, which was great.
Yes, girl.
Nice.
And I'm in the process of finishing my script and pitching that. So, you know, there's some things popping. So
you are busy.
You are busy, and I'm happy to see it. And so well deserved for both of you, honestly.
Thank you so much.
Ladies, thank you so, so much.
We love you, G.
I love you right back.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this show, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And you can help support us by leaving a review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle and on my Twitter at Garcelle B. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Audio Up, and Beauvais Wilson Productions, distributed by Audio Up. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson, hosted by Garcelle Beauvais. Executive producers, Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Sam Winter, and Crystal Liney. Co-executive producers, Cindy Levinson, Emu Zoo, associate producer Taz Beckford. Music from Extreme Music. The show was edited and mixed by Jeremiah Zimmerman.